Let us pray. Lord, in these weeks of waiting for you, help us to be touched by all the small signs of peace and joy, which bring us closer to the true Comforter, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please do be seated. God offers us good news this morning. And that good news is that we have a true Comforter. The music of Handel's Messiah. I think I could listen to that all day. The prophetic words of Isaiah and our gospel reading from John speak to us this morning of God's comforting presence. In Advent, we are asked to get ready to watch and to wait for the arrival of the true Comforter. Let us consider for a moment the context of our readings. We find ourselves at the split in the book of Isaiah, in the chapter immediately preceding our reading. King Hezekiah hosts an envoy from the faraway country of Babylon. The Babylonian exile is anticipated in chapter 39 and then assumed in Isaiah 40. It's as if Isaiah couldn't bear to talk about that time when God handed over Jerusalem into exile. Instead, we hear a word of tenderness. And after a very long and dark night in the story of Israel, Isaiah brings comfort and restores hope to Yahweh's relationship with Israel. In the midst of devastation and despair, of hopelessness and certain destruction, the exiles hear the good news. God is here. God is victorious. And God brings comfort to his people. Mark begins his gospel with an introduction to John the Baptizer. Jerusalem is once again occupied by another foreign army. Yet we find ourselves not in the hustle and bustle of the city, but in the wilderness, in the margins, on the sidelines. The arrival of Christ, our Redeemer, the bringer of comfort and hope, is announced on the fringe. God's love goes beyond the boundaries of where we thought God was supposed to be. There's no place on earth God will not go or be for us. Our hope this morning is that God is in the wilderness of our lives, if only we looked for him. Are we a people too that need to know the comfort of God this morning? So where do we reach for comfort as we head towards Christmas? Now, you might reach for a glass of wine or a good meal. You might like to reach out to friends or to family. Or you might like to watch a Christmas movie or two. I hear my husband groaning. I know they're predictable. But what then? When the wine is drunk, the meal has ended, and we return home from family and friends, or the movie has reached its predictable end. Does our comfort last? Or do we only escape for a few moments? The place that I can't imagine any of us reaching out to for comfort is the wilderness. Now, the wilderness in the Bible is harsh and austere, bleak and inhospitable. Its weather patterns are unpredictable, its water sources are scarce. There are no established trails to be found amidst its rocky crevices. If you want a path, we have to forge it by our own sweat, blood, and tears. In the prophets, the wilderness is used as a metaphor for estrangement from God. It's a frightening, lonely, and dangerous. Yet it is here that John calls the people for renewal. Perhaps that's where God still wants to meet us, in the place where we are stripped of distractions and ready and anxious to listen and find God afresh. Both of today's passages speak of the wilderness as a place of connection with God, a place of deep reassurance, a place where we hear God's comforting voice. The wilderness is a place where we can find God's comforting voice. In the wilderness, we come face to face with ourselves. It's a raw and risky place where we have an opportunity to acknowledge our weaknesses and our challenges. It's a place where we are softened through repentance, where we're brought to our knees. It's where we discover more about what is truly in our hearts. This is the place where we meet with our Creator, and where the power of sin is broken, and where true resurrection is found. Mark's gospel begins in an unexpected place, not with angels descending and declaring the good news, or in a stable with a manger, but in the wilderness. It reminds us that God's good news is found on the edge. It goes beyond the boundaries of where we thought God was supposed to be. It calls us to meet with God in the place where we are stripped of distractions and our worldly comforts, to venture into the most inhospitable areas of our lives and find God, our true comforter and redeemer. God's love goes beyond the boundaries of where we thought God was supposed to be. There is no place in our lives where God will not go. I want to close with a sonnet. I know you know one of my favourite poets is Malcolm Guite. And this one speaks of seeking God, our comforter and redeemer. It's called O Emmanuel. O come, and be our God with us. A long-sought withness for a world without. A secret seed, O hidden spring of light. Come to us, wisdom, come unspoken name, come root and key and king and holy flame. O quickened little wick so tightly curled, be folded with us into time and place. Unfold us the mysteries of grace and make a womb of all this wounded world. O heart of heaven, beating in the earth. O tiny hope within our hopelessness. Come to be born, to bear us to our birth, to touch a dying world with new-made hands and make these rags of time our swaddling bands. We're going to finish just by listening to the very end of O Comfort, O Comfort. will you stand as we affirm our faith?